Julie, whereabouts is it that you've come from?
Oh, I come from Israel. It is it's quite far away, like 5,000 miles or so.
And what attracted you to Alberta to come to the University of Calgary?
I actually was familiar of this university before. I was an associate to Graham Julian's chair position. And, so he actually invited me to join him as an associate a while ago. And he has retired in the meanwhile. And people have been asking me to come up with my own program, but in the same lines, like in the area of VLSI, which is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So the emphasis is a bit different, like I do sensors and systems and things like that.
Could you explain what sensors are?
Sensors are devices that kind of interface between the world and the media that we work with, which is numbers. So what we need to do as engineers and scientists, we need to convert these signals, if it is photons, if we want to take a picture, if it is heat, if we want to measure temperature, if it is even pressure, if we want to detect some pressure. And we need to have these special circuits. It's ICs, integrated circuits, mainly consisting of analog and maybe even other parts, and have them somewhat, in some way, converted to numbers that we can deal with and work with, and even better, give some feedback maybe and change some of the way we operate the sensor so that it will adapt to the environment.
Well, what makes that different from what's happening now?
Okay, so let us talk about vision sensors, and that is my area. So, for instance, what we mostly have in our cameras, especially in our cell phones, is what is we can kind of term like digital film. So basically, you record everything that is in there. And let's say that you would like to have a picture of your child in a room, and you still would like to take and capture the scenery outside. Usually you will not be able to do that because of problems, of a different light level, and you need to adjust either to one part of the picture or to the other. So, for instance, this is one of the areas that I have been working on, and where you can adapt to each part of the scene automatically in the chip or the sensor chip that we design, so that it can adapt and give you the full information of both the light parts and the dark parts in that scene.
What applications might this have?
This specifically can have applications in biomedical, can have applications in space, and of course in security. That is one example. I've been working on other things. There are things that I would like to develop.
And what might they be?
One of the things I would like to work on is the application of this research to biomedical engineering. Specifically, we are discussing some collaboration with the medical faculty here, where we would like to monitor and sensor neurons, live neurons, and check how they actually grow and how we actually learn. And for this, we really need to have especially low light level sensors that are very, very sensitive. And they might need other qualities as well. And we need to work on the fluorescence, so we kind of light them with a specific wavelength, and they emit in another wavelength. So we're working on a filter for that, and trying to integrate a system where we can actually put these cells on the chip in a contact imager and be able to read them, to sense them, and maybe even to manipulate them in the same system.
Now, your position has actually been funded by ICOR and a number of others. What exactly is the name of your professorship, and how is it that ICOR and these other groups are funding you?
The name of the program that I'm starting is integrated sensors, intelligent systems. ICOR is interested in this area because it's connected to the information and communications. Basically, what we would like to do is sensors that have more embedded intelligence so that they can do more operations on the chip itself and kind of move the smartness from the computer to these chips. And the university is, of course, interested in this area because it aligns with one of the strategic areas of interest in the Schulich School of Engineering, which is biomedical.
So in coming from Israel to Alberta, what is it that we have to offer you that would make you actually want to move here, especially when we're heading into winter?
Yeah, you're right. Winter is a bit... yeah, but the nature is here is beautiful, and I think the main attraction is that you can do more collaborative research here, and you have this support system of universities in Alberta that you can collaborate with, and also within Calgary itself, I have already a few collaborations.
Thank you very much, Orly.
Thank you.